We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Wednesday evening. It is, it's still raining here in Hanover anyway, and it's cold, and it's windy, and it's raw. It's just one of those days. So, it's supposed to let up a little bit, I guess sometime after midnight, 2, 3 in the morning. Tomorrow morning, when you're tuning into my friend John Reed at 6 a.m., it should be clear, not that cold, and then we'll have a sunny day tomorrow. Now, we're supposed to chat with State Senator Siobhan Donovan. Here's the problem that we always run into when the House and the Senate are in session. Invariably, stuff seems to run long, or somebody gets called into a meeting, or what have you, a hearing. So, if Dr. Donovan calls in, we'll chat with her. We had a couple of specific issues we were going to talk about. And if she doesn't make it today, please don't hold it against her, whatever you do. She's still, for my money, a tremendous, tremendous member of our Virginia State Senate. I'm so happy that she is, in fact, my state senator and will be until we elect a new state senator coming up, this new district we're in. And then, God willing, my friend John McGuire will move from the House of Delegates to the state senate and be my state senator. I have the first ever John McGuire for state senate campaign sign. A lot of people think I'm joking. It's absolutely the truth. It is in my yard. And John let me in on a little secret. They didn't even have any signs when I said I want the first sign. And he had it. He got it all designed one night and like the next day. I don't know how he did it, but he did it. Don't mess with a Navy SEAL. They know how to get stuff done. And anyway, so think the world of John. He's one of the guys we'll be calling on as the session continues. From the State House side, we've got Scott Wyatt, Buddy Fowler, John McGuire. State Senate side, we've got Siobhan Donovan, we've got Bryce Reeves, and we've got Amanda Chase. So we're going to work that out throughout the course of the session. And tomorrow, for my money, the best reporter when it comes to covering the State House and all the General Assembly stuff, Jackie DeFusco from ABC8. I know people, and so Jackie's going to be with us. I think we're getting her, she's going to be with us like once a week during the time that the House and the Senate are in session. Okay, there was some reference to Jason Meares, the Attorney General of our beloved Commonwealth, came out with a 69-page report released today. It is, as far as I'm concerned, the most important story you're going to hear. It has to do with an out-of-control Virginia Democrat parole board, a group of people who just does not value individual lives. Now, we have new members of the parole board now, as you know. But at the time, the Terry McAuliffe, Ralph Northam parole board was comprised of people who just wanted nothing more, it seems, than to release criminals back into the community. And Adrienne Bennett, the chair of that committee, got a big political payoff, you know. She became a judge out in Virginia Beach. And according to Attorney General Meares, she violated any number of rules and laws. But the statute clock has been ticking. And so she's not going to be charged with anything, which I think is a shame. But I think that within the state Senate, which appointed her, wouldn't there be a mechanism to remove her? I would sure hope so. I'd also have to ask the Virginia bar, is she or is she not going to be disbarred? Because this stuff seems to be unbelievably beyond the pale. The full report, by the way, best way to get it, you can go to Facebook, look for The Jeff Katz Show. I've got the full 69-page report up there. Give that page a follow while you're over there, if you don't mind, The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. And then on Twitter, I sent it out. I'll send it out again. You're looking for Jeff Katz Show on Twitter, and if you would, give that a follow as well. I mentioned our Virginia State Senate, my state senator, Siobhan Donovan, sneaking out of one of these apparently never-ending committee hearings, and she is with us. Dr. Donovan, I appreciate you getting here. I really do. Sneaking out for us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I am so grateful to have the opportunity. And sometimes when I'm thinking about talking to you, Jeff, there's so much in my head that I would love to tell you. It's hard to pick what to talk about, honestly. Just coming out of committee meetings today, but I wanted to reach out and talk to you and your listeners about abortion.
Yes.
Because we're going to hear about that again tomorrow. It's going to be taken up in the education committee, and we heard about it last week in health professions when all those bills were heard on Friday. And I wanted to talk about that a little bit.
Yes, yes. Well, I want to just give you the floor, Dr. Donovan. I mean, you know where I stand on this. I want to stand as firmly as I can, as vocally as I can, and protect innocent lives. I sometimes feel like I'm beating my own head against the wall. What's going on in the Senate with relation to that?
Well, obviously, with the Dobbs decision, the decision came back to the states to have a conversation and see what they thought was appropriate. And so that gave us an opportunity to have a conversation. There's been a lot of fear-mongering and, you know, really, I think a lot of misrepresentation. There's things people need to know about Virginia. We are one of very few states that allows abortion for any reason other than life of the mother up until 40 weeks. Mm-hmm. And indeed, just 4 years ago, the Democrats all co-patroned a bill to actually make it easier to have an abortion in the third trimester. And, you know, I'm a consensus builder. I like to find a way. You know, sometimes when you start a ball rolling and you have relationships and you can start with what you agree on, you can have a much more civil conversation and get a lot more done. And as you well know, I am pro-life. Yep. I have spent my whole life taking care of moms and babies. And I think my experiences with my mom standing up for rights of moms and babies since my childhood, when, you know, Roe v. Wade was decided, really galvanized my vocation and my commitment to that. But what the legislation I chose to carry this year to start the conversation was to make it to severely restrict abortion in the third trimester. It would only be allowed for life of the mother. And the reason that that is a place where I believe we can start, first of all, the law in Virginia was written in 1975, 50 years ago. The changes and advancements in medicine, especially neonatal medicine and you know, obstetrics, is staggering.
Right.
And the idea right now, viability is between really is 24 weeks and sometimes 22. I myself delivered a baby 2 years ago at 23 weeks that didn't have, it was such a quick delivery. The baby did not have the benefits of any of the things we usually do to make that early transition, that premature baby, do better in the NICU. And that baby did so well with the NICU support, even without those antepartum interventions, that baby went home in 11 weeks and is perfect today.
Wow.
So the idea that you could turn around and abort a baby in Virginia, and the law is so nonspecific. It says that an abortion can be performed for a mental or physical disease of the mother. Well, I can tell you as an OBGYN, you don't ever need to kill a baby in the third trimester to save a mother. You deliver the baby, and you might take the burden of that pregnancy and what it's doing to her physiologically out of the equation so you can care for her the way you need to. But that baby can be handed to the neonatologist. And I really thought that was a place where we could start with a conversation. And, you know, and I thought it was self-evident. Not only is that what medical evidence supports, it's also the best practices all across the world. The European countries limit elective abortion, you know, for any reason to the first trimester around 14 weeks. Most of them allow for severe fetal anomalies up until the time of viability. And Virginia is an incredible outlier on not restricting abortion. And I think I think the other reason I want to talk to your listeners is because I really, you know, have expressed this position before, but I find the law a very inadequate way to have a conversation about pregnancy and abortion. And it's, you know, it's binary. You can criminalize somebody or not. And us solving the problem of abortion is going to take investments in improving maternal care. We really have a bad disparity, especially a socioeconomic one, where moms die mostly because they don't get coordination of chronic disease. And we also have moms facing, you know, the inevitability of being impoverished for the rest of their lives. Why don't we provide services to make sure that women that have babies get that coordinated disease care? They get case management where they might be able to go get an education, like in our Workforce Credentials Grant Program, and have childcare so that they can do that and really have a chance at prosperity and a life where they can support their family. And so I'm carrying a budget amendment to seek to do that. There's a way to do that in partnership with the federal government. So there's lots of things to be done, but I wanted to share kind of all of this with your listeners because, you know, it's you know, I think we've reached a point in time where we have to figure out what the law can do to help us make this better, and then we need to figure out all the other things we need to do. And I don't think that we have, you know, the consensus in Virginia or America to make abortion illegal. And again, that's all that the law can do. And so that is kind of the position I have taken is first trimester. You know, if you don't want to be pregnant, you know by then. And while I'm going to do everything I can to make sure no woman needs to make that choice, I don't know that we should be criminalizing.
Dr. Siobhan Donovan is joining us. And doctor, I want to remind everybody of your unique position in this as an OBGYN. I don't think there's anybody in that state Senate, I don't think there's anybody at the Capitol more qualified than you are to weigh in on this. You've advanced what can only be described as a very reasonable measure. What are you hearing from your fellow senators?
Obviously, Republicans all support it. The Democrats killed the bill or recommended that it be killed, and that will be the final vote tomorrow. And I will tell you, I think that's very revealing. And if you want to talk about radical position on abortion, it is the Democrats. And they radically want abortion anytime for any reason, up until the moment of birth. We heard Ralph Northam talk about that 4 years ago, where you deliver the baby and make them comfortable. And my legislation had language in there that you would resuscitate a viable baby. It had language in there to make sure people understood non-viable pregnancies like ectopics and, you know, and pregnancies that are no longer living. That is not something you procrastinate taking care of. That is not an abortion. That is best practice in medicine is to expeditiously take care of women and protect them in those circumstances. But the Democrats have recommended that they kill that bill, and I think they've played their cards.
Wow. So what's next for those of us out here in the real world? We're not state senators. We're not members of the House of Delegates. Do we just call and email state senators? Do we sit back and say all the more reason we have to take back the state Senate and the House of Delegates next time? What do we do?
Yeah, I think number one, we need to, it's such an uncomfortable conversation to talk about abortion. Yep. And I understand that. Absolutely. But I think we have to have some civil conversations. We need to listen to each other. And that's what I've been doing this last year is really listening to constituents. We need to, I think we can all agree that you shouldn't be having an abortion in the third trimester. And, you know, life of the mother, of course, is an extraordinary circumstance, and we would never preclude that. But, you know, I think that you need to email your legislators and say, you know, we had Democrats for Life who have run a poll that say a majority of Virginians are opposed. They want they're opposed to abortion in the third trimester. They want it very limited in the second trimester. And that's Democrats that are running that poll. And that is polling information from Republicans and Democrats alike. But their poll also asked, if somebody votes for abortion in the third trimester, will you support them in the next election? And 81% of Virginians, Republican and Democrats, said no.
Wow. All right. Well, now
so you need to know where your senator voted on this.
Absolutely. And that's got to be vitally important for everybody who's elected to office. People really love serving, or they like the trappings of power, whatever it is. They don't want to give it up. And if for no reason other than that they're paying attention, then I think we can put that in a victory column if they pay attention. Dr. Siobhan Donovan, I always love having you here. You know, I love having you as my state senator. And anytime we get to chat with Dr. Donovan is an absolute thrill. That is Siobhan Donovan.
It's so wonderful to have me on.
Oh, thank you. She's a marvelous state senator. I'm telling you that right now. And this new district she's going to represent, you guys are very lucky. She's uniquely qualified. She is the only OBGYN in the state Senate, the House delegates. I think she's offered a very reasoned approach, even for those of us who say, I don't see any reason for it to be legal. But I will absolutely go along with Dr. Donovan's proposal here. And I think it's very telling that Democrats have once again gone off the deep end and embrace the most radical ideas. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.